Deluxe Home Care, this is Sarah speaking.
Oh, yeah. Sarah?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hey, this is Cindy.
I've been trying to reach you.
Yeah, I've been trying to reach you, too.
Sorry about that. Yes, I was calling because I see that Nisa's been clocking in through Leah's PIN.
But I didn't know. I didn't know. She didn't mention that her number was different, so...
Right, I hear. Okay, so let me see what I can do about that. At the moment, my computer is just really slow, so I can't really click into it. Give me a minute.
I do got, okay, so one thing about it is, when I first called y'all and switched over to y'all from Freedom Care, you told me that they paid $15 an hour. Or the other girl, whoever was working at that time.
Right, so it definitely wasn't me. Is that how, that's how much Leah was getting paid?
Leah had just started to where, yeah, that's how much she was supposed to be getting paid.
Okay, so I'm going to have to, I'm going to write a note about this to work on this one.
I mean, because clearly that's exactly what they told me, and I was just like, oh, well, that's great, you know. And, you know, I told her that we was only making the $13.75 there.
Right, for sure. I understand. I'm sorry that this was a miscommunication that no one passed the message along.
Smack down, Chris.
So how are you saying we're going to do this other, to correct this other thing with, I just talked to Leah. She did not get no check.
So I spoke with her, too. It's coming in the mail.
No, I'm talking about Leah. I said, because Nisa said something about them saying that that Leah had gotten paid for that, and Leah clearly has not.
Oh, I fixed it up. I took it away before it went in for payroll. She didn't get paid because, I mean, she... I see that she clocked in again, like, over the weekend, but I keep deleting them so that she won't get paid for it, so that it goes to Nisa instead. But let me tell you the new PIN for... Each caregiver has their own PIN. So I'm going to tell you the PIN for Nisa. 1 minute. Okay, are you ready for the PIN?
Yeah.
It's 126 872.
Okay,
yeah. So that's Nisa's PIN.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 126 872.
Correct. Amazing. Okay, and that's Nisa's PIN. So when you clock in, use that one. And to fix the clock ins from last week, just send me a timesheet with all her times, because now that it's got, they're all mixed up, it's very confusing since they're all in the wrong caregiver. So have her or you send me a timesheet before Wednesday. I'm not being in tomorrow, but you could still send it to me and I'll look at it on Wednesday morning and put it in for payroll.
Okay, well, I mean, it's clearly she's got 64 hours because that's what we get, you know, for the month.
Came up for the week, for last week.
Okay, so how are you going to correct all the other ones?
Remember, I can't correct all the other ones because she was only HR compliant on the 17th. So I put her visit, I put her time in from then and on. But the ones from before, I'll tell you what I have.
Oh, I know what you got because I got it written in my date book.
Yeah, I have a bunch of hours for her. It's just that not from before the 17th because she was only HR compliant on the 17th. Can't clock in before.
Okay, so then who gets that pay that, you know, she was working for me, you know, but not getting paid?
I put all the things you sent in, all the timesheets, I put them in. I just put them in dated later in the month. Everything you sent me is in.
Yeah,
it should be in.
So what I'm saying is somebody's going to get paid that 64 hours for this month, right?
Well, Nisa, the only visit on the calendar that Leah has is on the 2nd. Is from February 2nd. That's it.
Okay, right. But remember, I it's told you what was going on there. Okay, so then pay Leah those hours. So, because they were obviously getting worked, and Leah could give it to her. Well, I mean, if that was the case, you see what I'm saying? Because y'all are getting paid for that time yourselves. You see what I'm saying?
No, we're not. We don't get paid if you don't clock in. Only if you're clocked in.
Oh, I'm gonna have to ask State about this because I'm not getting this. So the State just don't come and pay you for 64 hours for me.
Yeah, correct. They don't do that. It's just however many hours you clock in is how much we get paid.
I don't know why you don't do
that. Yeah, well,
you bill for the amount of hours that you clocked in for.
So nobody's going to get paid for them hours?
Yeah, if it wasn't used, it just is wasted.
Do what?
If it wasn't used, it doesn't go anywhere. It's just plain. There's no one used them. Now, most of the hours, let me see. I can tell you how many. Well, once you send me a timesheet with the completed hours for this past week, because I only have one day of visit, the week of the 22nd to the 28th, I need a timesheet for that. So put all her hours on there from last week, which is probably a bunch of hours. And once you do that, I can add up all your hours for the month. You used a decent amount of them. And then for March, since it will be more stable with Nisa clocking in on a steady schedule, then we'll be able to use all the hours for the month.
Okay, well, now I want to make sure that y'all are getting this straight about the 15 hours an hour, otherwise I'm pulling out.
Okay, yes, I will. Definitely, I'm going to be in touch with you on Wednesday because I said I'm being out tomorrow, so
okay.
I'll be in touch with you about that on Wednesday. I have a note about it.
Okay. That's what I want to know about, because otherwise then, you know, like I said, I'm pulling out and we'll just go somewhere else with this, you know. And
yeah,
I'll talk to you Wednesday then. All right,
mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye.